Jesse Agler and O.J. McDuffie Pro Bowl rosters announced late Friday night. And, Juice, the Dolphins very well represented. Four Miami Dolphin players selected to go to the Pro Bowl. Two on defense, one on offense, and one on special teams. Cam Wake goes back. Brent Grimes in his first year in a Dolphin uniform, a Pro Bowler. Center Mike Pouncey for the first time. And finally, punter Brandon Fields is honored as a Pro Bowler. Long overdue. Let's talk about all these guys, and we'll begin with Cam Wake, who has really, truly, genuinely established himself as a premier player at his position.
He really has. I mean, he is dominant at his position. You can tell by the amount of respect that he gets throughout the league, the amount of respect he gets from other teams when they play him. You know, sack totals are one thing, but the fact that he gets double teamed so much speaks volumes about what type of player that Cam Wake is. And, you know, you got another guy on the other side, Olivier Vernon, who had a heck of a season, partly because of Cam Wake and his activity and the amount of attention that other teams pay to
No
Cam.
Doubt about that. Brent Grimes on defense, he went in 2010 as a member of the Falcons, but, I mean, he steps in as a free agent, and he's been nothing but stellar this year for the Dolphins.
21's been shutting down the number one receiver for every team that comes into town. And it's been amazing to see somebody with such small stature play so big in big games. And, you know, the fact that he has the four interceptions, the big interception, 94-yard against Cincinnati, which was huge for this Dolphin team. And from then on, teams have pretty much shied away from him. So much deserved from a guy that's been one heck of a cornerback for this team.
All right, on offense, the offensive line has had their issues this year. There's no doubt about that. It's well documented. But guy that was in the middle for most of the season was Mike Pouncey, another guy, his reputation really being established around the National Football League as a top guy at his position. He gets selected to the Pro Bowl team. His brother, you know, unfortunately for him, Marquise, also plays center and was lost early with a knee injury. But Mike kind of steps up and had a dominant year up front.
Yes, he did. The glue of that offensive line that had a lot of changing parts, and he was the most consistent person there that kept that line together. You know, you look at him, you know, you talk about his brother. I mean, it was 1-2 punch last year, I think. I think Mike was that close to being that other guy at, you know, in the Pro Bowl last year. So he's finally getting the accolades that he deserves. We all thought he deserved it last year, and he's going to have a heck of a time in Hawaii.
And that brings us to the punter, Brandon Fields. We see it every week. He is one of the absolute best in the NFL, and he has been for years. If we're being real, this should be like the time we're talking about Brandon Fields' third or fourth Pro Bowl selection. Right. It isn't, though. It's his first. You got to feel great for the guy that just goes out there and dominates at a position that doesn't get as much attention.
I tell you what, he's been doing it all for this team. He's doing it on and off the field in the community, but also on the football field. He's been the guy that's changed field position for us. He's hit a lot of bomb punts, averaging 48.8 yards per punt, 33 of them inside the 20, which is very impressive with the 80 punts, but only four touchbacks. That's a guy that's getting it done, and Brandon Fields could possibly be this team's MVP. And he's been solid for us. He's going to – and well-deserved. Finally, like you talk about, Jesse, well-deserved, and he's going to get his due look at what's going on there.
Grimes and Wake have done it before. It'll be the first time for Pouncey and Fields. That experience, it's special for a player.
It has to be. I mean, it really has to be, because a lot of it's done by the voters. A lot of it's done by the players, some by the coaches. So when you get all those people coming together and saying you deserve to be out there playing amongst the best players in the NFL, it's got to be a heck of an honor. And these guys, they all deserve it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Remember, too, no more AFC, NFC Pro Bowl. The league has changed the way that works. So it isn't AFC against NFC. It's just a giant pool of players. And in the third week of January, there's going to be a draft. Yeah. And the two captains, the two leading vote getters, are going to draft their teams, like in the schoolyard. And they're going to pick their teams.
That's going to be fun.
So you could actually have Cam Wake and Mike Pouncey. Maybe Pouncey goes out to pull on a running play, and hey, it's Cam Wake on the other side.
It could be very interesting if Cam's on that side, or if Pouncey has to go out there and Grimey's got a support out there. What do you do with your teammate if you have to pull, if you're Mike Pouncey and you got to block Grimes?
Yeah,
what do you do there?
It's interesting. I don't know. But it'll be a little
take it
bit
easy
different.
On him. You better, yeah, take
exactly
it easy on him,
right.
Pouncey.
Don't hurt him is what you do. No AFC, no NFC, but there will be Cam Wake, Mike Pouncey, Brent Grimes, and Brandon Fields. Big time congratulations to those guys. Very deserving. Four Dolphins headed to the Pro Bowl in Hawaii.
That's a good sign.